ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गॉडली मॉर्निंग। टुडे संडे, वे हियर अगत बापता दास मुरली, एंड एवरी टाइम बाबा मुरली मेक्स अस अवेयर व्हाट इज नाउ स्टिल रिमेनिंग, बिकॉज what to do is still what we have to do before we return home, or the doors of golden age are opened. Everyone questions, when is the final time going to come? And this year when Baba asked, Nirvair Bhai asked Baba and the group of these three brothers, what year we should call this time? And Baba said only one word, Samapti. Samapti has two meanings, end means finishing, and completion. Complete, something which is done, is completed, its end. And complete is a different aspect. Baba says, you become complete or perfect. Completion with perfection is end. Something we complete, it is imperfect, it's not an end. It needs some repair, it needs some extra attention. So, sampanta and sampuranta, these two words are used in Hindi by Baba. When we become sampan, prosperous, something which belongs to me and I have the authority to use it. Sarvagun sampan. So the values, the virtues that the soul has, have I ability or wisdom to use them? Right time, in the right consciousness, in the right situation, with authority. And what makes me actually virtuous? Who is making me full in virtue? So what Baba is speaking, the task, that there are two areas. One is that you make yourself complete, all virtuous, completely viceless. And so, though we are studying four subjects, the study is of four subjects of Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Service. The purpose of that is we achieve what we had lost. Our task for ourselves is to once again reach our goal of perfection. And through this, we are able to do automatically. The task that is glorification of Baba, glorification of God. That's why we are studying, and in the study, the main subject is knowledge. So today Baba said, have you become authority of knowledge? Baba is the almighty authority. And authority is actually based on truth. When there is a truth, means something which is real, there is no fear. Truth makes us authority to express what Baba is telling me. Today Baba is saying, have you really, really glorified the knowledge, fearlessness to share with others? And see, then he is reminding us that the souls who have incomplete truth, dictates of their own mind, mix falsehood and truth, become so powerful authority that people believe that that is truth. Take any concept, for example, the concept of knowledge, knowledge about self, knowledge about God. These are the two main factors of when we take knowledge, the soul and God. And then we have the knowledge of God, we have the knowledge of drama and karma. And in drama and karma, it is based on then to create bondage or create freedom. Observer of drama creates freedom. And performing action without knowledge, without yoga, the actions are there. The action creates karma bondage, action creates freedom. So how we use, in which consciousness we use, that knowledge is needed. The concept of the soul is immune to action. And you can put last week Baba's object Murli was through this, or a Sakar Murli, through this the vicious desires are fulfilled, that you can perform any action because soul is immune to influence. Now this concept, on one side people do believe that as the soul leaves the body, it carries the sanskaras with the self. And what is sanskara in reality? What is sanskara? This concept they believe, that soul carries sanskaras. According to sanskaras, you take birth. Sanskaras of happiness, or sanskaras of vices. This is also sanskaras through which we, based how which kind of, in which consciousness we perform action, if the effect or impact of the action is sanskaras. And so if whatever action we performed, that became our sanskaras, and we go with sanskaras, the soul is not immune. Because according to the sanskaras, then you have happiness and you have sorrow, which is the karma philosophy, becomes the subject of karma philosophy. So past karma, long-term karma, we carry with us in the next birth. Instant karma, we can have immediate happiness and immediate sorrow. Short-term karma, we can avoid impact and effect or influence and ignore. Ignore the impact. Ignore influence. Because we become addicted to, influenced of our habits or addicted to the desires to fulfill our desires. And so we ignore the impact effect. But then law of karma immediately shows us and puts a barrier, because if the law of the karma is that you have a limit to perform action, use matter up to a limit, eating food, drinking things. So people become addicted. Okay, it can be do wrong things and you can avoid. But because it is law, we are creating the karmic account with matter. It's not that people take revenge from that or account I have to pay to people. I pay account to matter, because this food and drink, it is cooked by others, that is a different thing. But the basic thing is that it is coming from matter and sustains my body. Right. Now, if I am eating with greed, if I am eating with the desire of not keeping the awareness of what my body has to take, discipline, what Baba speaks about it, a time comes that the sickness in the form of a signal or warning. Now I have created karmic account that now I have to, because if sickness is there, for example diabetes, right? Now I had eaten a lot of chocolate or sweet or whatever, very simple fact of karma philosophy of impact and effect. So immediately it is effect on the soul and also effect on the body. Now matter is telling me to respect, worship my body. Now I have to take the medicine systematically, pay attention, control myself. So whatever action I did it because of ignoring and carelessness, now I pay more attention systematically and bring the balance back. Pay the account. So it is in a very simple way to understand that effect of action or karma is on the soul, but experience is through the body. And so it is not that it's affecting only body, it is affecting the soul. And the soul has to have the knowledge. You use the things with ego and with in the pleasure, or you use the thing with respect, with value. So then if I am using whatever wealth or prosperity I have with ego that I have this, a time will come that certainly this situations will come where I start using, misusing it, and it becomes a karmic account again, and result would be some kind of karmic account. Poverty in character, poverty in the misuse of authority that I wanted, we become dependent and we become at what is called fear inside of losing whatever I have. So I don't want to go in this factually subject today. I just started the authority of knowledge because Baba is speaking. But what truth than I have, I need to realize truth about my own self. When I become the authority of truth, what is truth? truth is that I, the eternal soul, realize that my relationship with Baba is imperishable. And when I am understanding this truth of soul consciousness and practicing this, again and again, using this quality of soul consciousness, the percentage of using is increasing, becoming my virtue. So, truth of self is a purity. Truth of self is peace. Truth of self is happiness. Truth of self is benevolence. Truth of self is mercy. And this is the might of God, because the power in the soul is love in the form of mercy and detachment. So love is a very good, very powerful energy. But in this love, what is mixed? Which falsehood is mixed in this love? Love is virtue. And when this love becomes possessiveness, when this love becomes demand, when this love becomes authority, bossiness, when this love becomes dependency, it is falsehood. So it becomes vice. So virtue, love is virtue, attachment is vice. Attachment causes suffering, love gives freedom. Attachment makes me dependent, love makes me support for others without becoming dependent, making others dependent on me. So there is the power of letting go, freedom, detachment, but detachment with understanding of the truth that I have, as Baba has love for me, but at the same time he is detached from my influence of my karmic account. So I have a support for others, but detachment from this. So pure love, spiritual love, selfless love, has love for my own self, freedom of my own self, and freedom for others. Open my heart, what I have to say, and open to understand what capacity of other souls is. So I see the weakness, I see the virtue, open to learn from the weakness of them as well and from the virtues of them as well. From weakness is that if I love for myself, from their weakness I will learn that I don't become influenced by that. It's a weakness, but it is actually giving warning to me. If there's a fire there, somebody is burning his hand in it, I should be careful. Somebody is fallen in this ditch, I should be careful. So it's the awareness. Love is protection for myself. In the same way, it is protection for others without fear. Protection with detachment, but open to understand others as well, their weakness or their virtues. So Baba's love is very elevated love. He has a vision for me of my perfection. He does not focus on my weaknesses. He makes me aware of all his powers that I have. So what I need to do is open for myself as well, for myself to learn, and open to help others when there is a weakness for them, in them. So not closing my heart, not having a vision of rejection, not a vision of thinking that comparing my virtue with the weakness of others. So it is love, is a divine love, pure love, spiritual love, but where is purity in it? If it is purity in it, then love is there. If purity is not there, this love is muddy, it becomes attachment. And this is why there we need to love for myself to live like a lotus flower. My vision of a purity is clean, pure heart, pure vision, pure personality. And then there is a truth, I am honesty, I am looking on myself. There is no fear. I have weakness, I accept it. So honesty and yoga with Baba make me humble. Truth makes me fearless of what others would say. This is what I am accepting what I have done, and I am humble to practice what I have to do. So it means it's clean. Swachhata is clarity. Swachhata is purity. Swachhata is the changing my own environment within my own self and environment outside. So Baba is speaking about that you people are very much impressed by love you have, but that is love because virtues are expressed to them. But I have to be careful that my love is not selfish. My love is not limited. My love is not based on some expectations. So nothing is mixed in it. And it is, people are also impressed by peace. They also are happy and impressed the environment of clean and sweat. But real truth of who is the bestower, who is giver, who do I belong to, until I have not with fearlessness glorified Baba and make people may feel that He is here. You have been calling, but how I will glorify, how will I show this? Jnana is in us, and people have to see from us. So as much my door is open on my own qualities, on my own virtues, on my own attention, on my clarity, godly qualities will be revealing through us. So now the time, samapti is in what? Time is finishing, but it is samapti of my own incomplete task of the four subjects that I am practicing. I have not completed knowledge properly, not purifying myself with the yoga, to be getting lost in love and having this burning fire to purify myself. I have yoga, but how much yoga? How much that deep love relationship, that mind is totally free, detached from this? Attention and checking is needed. And when I am at this swachhata, in that is, after achievement, there is humility. If again my ego is mixed in it, Baba is hidden. Because then it's my glorification becomes in front and Baba's glorification becomes behind. Baba's wish for me, he wants me to glorify, but when a thought comes of my achievement for this, in this birth of any kind, there is a subtle desire of I want to glorify myself. And so the door is closed, and when selflessness, honesty, my own checking, my own transformation is focused, Baba reveals Himself. And so both qualities are needed. A yogi means yogi with whom? Yoga with Baba's qualities. Yoga of detachment from my own desires will make me yogi, means free. And yogi means humble. Yogi means pure. So purity in my attitude, purity in my words, purity in my feelings, up to now is it at the level of knowledge? I know this. How much I understand this, what Baba is asking for. Then how much I am becoming the embodiment of this. Every day is having a mirror, my own self. How much I am able to give this to others, have this vision of benevolence. This is a checking of every day. Then I am able to finish time. Time can finish any time because I can leave body any time. But if I have not completed, if some incomplete work, then certainly I have to take a new birth, go into advance party, where I am going in advance without being completed. So what would be? I will take birth to clear the account in future. If I have completed, then I am going to start the task for future. If I have not completed, I will still continue here. The bondage will continue. So I am in the category of the advanced, those who have karmic accounts. And otherwise I am going in the category of those who carry Baba's task. With the pure sanskaras of benevolence, of creating a new culture, a divine culture, a divine community, a divine society. Where for that I need a purity in values I am taking that are also pure without any selfish motive. And this is why there's no attachment. In Baba says that these who are from the advanced party, they do not actually know each other, and yet they are doing the same task what they have gone to create in the golden age. So they are cooperating each other, they are working together, not using the knowledge. What are using they? They are using the sanskaras, which become the foundation, which will become the ground for creating the new world. So it's completion, but establishment has to be, completion is actually establishment. So more and more, and for completion means finish, finish is the start. There's not a gap in between. Finishing my weakness, finishing my defect, finishing my vices, finishing my whatever negativity, what name is given, all is called vices. In other words, it's Maya vices. So I have created it and I have to finish this. This responsibility is the knowledge of realization. So do I know myself, how much in bondage I am? So to know my own self, I will be able to know God and I will be able to glorify Baba. Because with freedom, I can make other free. Scientists continue to do their work for establishment of the new world. But with my spiritual science, am I creating the new world within my own self? So I have to create the new world within me by finishing the old. So those two go together, and finishing is freedom. So Baba is calling us, taking us back, becoming clean, pure, free from all types of bondages that we have created. So determination is needed, realization is needed, honesty is needed. Through that, Baba is glorified and the new world foundation becomes strong. Then the gate will open. Today is also Bhog for Indraven, Baba's very powerful instrument, Yajna Mother, had many good qualities, sustained many souls, became a good example for all. So we are going to offer Bhog now in Baba's remembrance, offering Bhog. This month actually, this year, last year also, this year actually had been many Baba's special children flew to join the advance party. And as I mentioned that there are four types of advance party. The advance party who went in advance without completing the task, without finishing the karmic account, without fulfilling their own ambition and Baba's vision. They continue and take new birth, will take knowledge again. Second type of advanced party, okay, and so then another message for Pallavi Ben's companion is for you, his, her yugal bhog is also today. Others would be also given some message perhaps. So second is the advanced party, those who have advanced here, have become, of course still some karmic accounts were visible through the body, but how they settled it, even karmic accounts were there, but they made good fortune of others through their karmic account clearing. They cleared the account, they created the fortune of others by becoming example and sample. Their dedication, their love, their stage inspired others to perform elevated actions. Some create karmic account, may clear their karmic account by creating fear in others, by creating bondage in others, attachment in others. Baba's yogi children clear the account by becoming cooperative, more yogis and attentive. So there's a karmic account clearing is also a method, it's a philosophy. You clear the account, not only your own self, but you create good karma for others by showing an example how you clear account through soul consciousness, you clear account in with God's love, you clear account with total surrender and dedication. These are the advanced, those who have become advanced in knowledge, yoga, dharana, service. Third types of advanced party, three types of advanced party actually. Third types of advanced party is the scientist. Those who create in advance matter with power of science, ready for us to live in the world where we can actually experience and enjoy that world of pure matter. The matter can serve us. And so these souls, those who are there, Baba had said in one of Murli, until the establishment takes place, coming and going will continue. So those who have gone in the advance party, the scientists as well, if they have not practiced the discipline what Baba has taught, but they are practicing the discipline because of love for matter, to serve matter and make it benevolent for others, then science is constructive science. So these souls certainly will get the reward at their own time when they come back. So these will be going back, and the second number advanced party which have become, had left the body with the stage which is karmatit, nearly karmatit and some karma incognito, as they are serving there, storing their good elevated karma by creating the new practical relationship of harmony, of respect, of supporting what the new qualities will be in practical life without knowledge, with sanskaras. Knowledge is not used, but sanskaras are used. And so what they have influenced, what they are carrying, the impact and effect of divine sanskaras that Baba has taken. And so they finished old sanskaras, but balanced with new sanskaras, so that they continue and interact with each other. So these souls, those who are first birth, last birth and first birth, they should go back, no? The parents of Radha Krishna and the subjects who are here with this physical body, they have to finish the old account with matter, account with people, account with their own past, so that completely everything new cycle starts. So coming and going will be continue like this. So what I actually wanted to say this, we need to finish completely this old, any kind of influence from us, of our own, of others, or misuse of knowledge or misuse of virtues, then we are able to become complete. And the yajna, final ahuti in this yajna is finished, is given till jo, a tiny little sesame seeds which are stuck in us, the subtle sanskaras of our own. So when that we are free, jo kuch hai, till jo hai na, small things which we consider very small things, but they are the big things that we need to finish. So this is why freedom, purification through realization and determination is samapti. And that is beginning as well. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Thank you, Sudesh Didi, for extending your stay. And so Sudesh Didi will leave on Wednesday morning to return to Germany, and then she'll be back on 11th. On 11th or 12th she'll be here, because on 13th she is going to be going to the parliament to receive her Bharat Gaurav Award, which she had forgotten. I reminded her yesterday that this is what is happening, and you'll have to be here. So that's the reason. And of course there's other meetings and things happening, so she'll be with us. So it's our fortune. And yes, Londoners, UK Nivasis are very lucky and very fortunate. We have a very special person here from India, Sister Vijayaben. May I ask you to come on the stage? Vijayaben will be offering bhog, and there will be an opportunity for all of you to listen to Vijayaben, who has been with Baba since 50 years now. Is it 60 years? Oh, 60 years. She was 16 years of age when she came to Baba. And I heard some of our guests yesterday were sharing the experiences that she had shared, wonderful experience. And I think Samantha mentioned that she remembers every word without taking notes, because it was very engaging, the experiences that she shared. So we will also have an opportunity. And you see, constantly we get so much sustenance. We are very lucky, very fortunate. And together with that, Hansa Ben, our kitchen mother, she has brought special toli from Madhuban for everyone. So after bhog is being offered, Sudesh Didi will give toli to everyone from here. So I'll request the English class and the Tamil class to come first to take their tolis. Mm-hmm.